Okay, I'm doing, I'm trying. Larry Sims, plan approval.
Okay, Larry sent me a thing. He's up there right now working in section 7 8 right now. Up on his lot 89, Brent Robinson is his contractor for the septic, the water, and the foundation. He's complying with all county codes and permit requirements, and he started construction on October 1st. He sent me pictures of his plans and stuff. The only thing that I feel like that somewhere in your new bylaws you need to be more specific is that we basically don't really think the board really cares what the look of their cabin is. We more or less care where it sits on their lot in relation to boundaries, etc. So you're more interested in this kind of a thing, you know? And he did draw on here how far back he is away from his lot, from the boundaries, and I think that's where that's the only thing the board really
cares. But does it say it on the front of it? Doesn't have a dimension on any of it?
That's also something that's going to be governed by the county.
The county.
Well, but do you know, Larry, that the county doesn't know where our boundaries are?
True, and that's where we've gotten into trouble before, and I pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is...
Can we look at those, Mark?
It's the county's responsibility and owner's responsibility.
Well, and that's kind of our whole
thing.
So why do we need to have the board look at these plans or know about these plans? The reason we need is you guys made the decision 2-3 years ago on a meeting that the reason we wanted to have the board know about people building the cabin was, first of all, contractors come up here and can't find where they need to go, so the person up here is kind of nice to know that somebody's building. Second of all, to make sure they didn't get on somebody else's property as it happened with lot, you know, with.
Yeah.
And so that was the only thing I was thinking really that we need to worry about is how far are you off the property line? That's all we care.
Do we want that responsibility?
I don't know. Do we or not? I don't
think we do.
It has to be. It should be by the county. The county comes out. The building inspector looks at it, and he knows where the property is.
Whose responsibility was it when you found it, Larry?
It was county. It was the county building
inspector.
But he wasn't the one that found it.
And the contractor.
But you're the one.
I'm the one that found it.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. If you wouldn't have stepped in, he would have built his house on somebody else's land.
And that would have been on the responsibility of the building of the building inspector. It would have been King County. It would be King County's problem.
I'm not saying you guys want to take the responsibility. I'm just saying that kind of seems.
I think it would be well advised for us to put a note in there that if you're planning to build, it's very important that you probably locate all four corners of your lot.
If you look at that, the building on the very back side of his lot.
And it could be noticed that the board would be happy to help.
Just ask him if he has a
spot. The building's not ours.
Yeah.
Well, it is in the... I mean, there is a plan approval in the current bylaws and restrictive covenants that we have some say as to what the members do on their lots. And I, for one, support that notion because I think we want to make sure that the uses that the members put the land to are consistent with what the tenor of the ranch. We don't want commercial activities. We don't want storage of lots of strange things. Now,
nuclear waste.
I'm not sure we want to go so far as to say you have to paint your door a particular shade of brown, but I do think we want to say you can only bring in one unit. It even though it may be one building, you can't have seven. You know, we want to have some say, and I don't think anybody is advocating that it be restrictive, but I think we want some say in what kinds of uses are going on the ranch. And I'm, as a board member, I wouldn't want the board to relinquish that.
Well, that's one of those things we'll have to come to terms with by the end of February.
Okay, and we'll do that.
Specifically say certain height restrictions and things like that.
Yeah.
30 feet, I think.
So I, for one, would like to request a clarification on the site plan so we know what the proposed setbacks are.
Do I know what the county setbacks are?
No, I said, can we ask for a clarification so he specifies what the setbacks are?
Okay, that's my point exactly.
Could we just ask him? He had to turn it in.
Well, I can ask him simple. That's not the point.
He had to turn it in.
The new bylaws and stuff, that might be one of the things you want to clarify. That's really all the board needs to worry about.
Right.
Yeah, you need to know, like Larry says, that some of this other stuff or what they're using, and maybe we need to go ahead and do it, but it's just... They always call me up and say, what do you need? I need.
Primarily a plot plan.
Well, that's exactly what I like, but then maybe not, you know?
Well,
my callers, too, my callers.
I believe that would be important as well as
a submission to us, not that we accept it or deny it, but the fact that we are knowledgeable about what's happening.
Exactly, that's what I call it.
And we can say that we have 5 cabins going up at this time. Or how many cabins? I have no idea. What kind of traffic do you expect? I have no idea. The board needs to be informed. So in that at that level, I believe it would be in
exactly
good standing for us as a board to be informed. And that's the key. And if someone asked us, again, if we kept it on record with you as well, then if someone else were to come in and say, I want to build, what can I do? How would I talk? Hey, I have this on record. Would you like to see other things that have been occurring?
Me too.
I would just like to see them to make sure that we're aware that it's happening.
Let's discuss that when we do our...
Yeah.